USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying on Capitol Hill that President Trump wants to overhaul police laws sooner rather than later. This comes on the heels of George Floyd's funeral taking place in Houston. Floyd was laid to rest after the nearly 3.5-hour service. Floyd was buried next to his mother. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted, and the Dow lost 300 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
"Well, I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness, and in fact are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community."
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Mike O'Mara is the president of the New York Police Benevolent Association. On Tuesday, O'Mara gave an impassioned speech where he ripped politicians and the media who have vilified police officers as thugs and criminals.
This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it. And so do theirs. So do theirs. Stop treating us like animals and bugs and start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly positive. Nobody talks about all the police officers that were killed in the last week in the United States of America. And there were a number of them. We don't condone Minneapolis. We roundly reject what he did as disgusting. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do. Our legislators abandoned us. The press is vilifying us. Well, you know what, guys? I'm proud to be a cop. And I'm going to continue to be proud to be a cop until the day I retire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.